It's not so easy to find a soulmate. There's probably a lot of reasons for that. I mean, one is there's so many people out there. Although a lot of people who have not yet found the person feel like there's no one out there. Once upon a time, there were two people. Well, actually, once upon a time, there was one person. His name was Adam. And there was no one else out there. He looked. And God even said, it's not good for man to be by himself. And he looked. And he said, there's no one out there. There's really no one out there. This dating scene is that there's no one out there. And God, of course, understood this, and God puts Adam to sleep. And somehow, miraculously, again, this is God, and this is the Garden of Eden, and miraculously, he presents him with his soulmate. And the truth is, even that match, which is made by God, God is the matchmaker, the shadchan, if you will. And even that match wasn't simple. It wasn't without its complications. Adam and Eve had a hard time getting along together. Now, of course, you can say, well, where do I see that? Well, the rabbis hint at this. But let's go back a second, because there may be something within their backgrounds which provide for us really a great deal of insight. When God made the Garden of Eden, it says, he then takes Adam, after having created him, and brings him over and places him in the Garden of Eden. Which means Adam himself was not from the Garden of Eden. He was from the other side of the tracks. He came from outside the garden. He was not from this gated community, as it were. But after God places him there, then God says that it's not really good that Adam's by himself. And it's at that point that Eve is created. Adam and Eve are really different. Now, this is not just this men are from Mars and women are from Venus kind of thing. In this story, at least, this woman is from Eden. Adam is from outside of Eden and brought it in place there. But Eve was created in the Garden of Eden. She knows of nothing else. She's an Eden creature. She knows of a place of pleasure. Eden, pleasure. She sees a place of beauty. Which means Adam and Eve may not have been that perfect match that maybe we imagine with God making the match, so on and so forth. And as I said, as it continues, they sin, she sins, then he sins. God had told him, had never told her. He presumably had told her, but what exactly did he tell her? And all of these things are debated by the rabbis and by the commentaries. But what happens is, the result, is they get kicked out of Eden, which means Adam is sent back to the place where he came from, and Eve is expelled from the place where she was from. Which means that the sin experienced by Adam and by Eve are very different. Adam lost this prize, and he'd have to work to get back there. But Eve loses where she was from. And maybe their makeups are different, and maybe their experience is different, and maybe when they go through their relationship, they have a very hard time. And the reason why they would have a hard time is because they're cursed, and the land is cursed, and childbirth is cursed, and the child, or the children that she has, seems to be cursed. And she brings death into the world, and that death, of course, ends up becoming one of the children that she gives birth to, killed by one of the other children. And there it is, the fruits of the Garden of Eden. I'll say that again. The fruits of the Garden of Eden. She ate from the forbidden fruit. She ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now she knew about good and evil. She has this child. And the one child killed the other child. And can you imagine the discussions that they had or they didn't have by the dinner table? Can you imagine the looks that one gave to the other? Because of you, our child is dead. Because of you, we're kicked out of the garden. Why didn't you say more? Why didn't you do less? Between Adam and Eve ended up having a dysfunctional relationship. But then again, they're very different. Eve is from Eden. Now, therefore, the conclusion of all this can be really quite depressing in saying, okay, here's a relationship which is made by God, a match made by God, and yet it doesn't work out. It means all of us would be making a mistake if we look for that perfect person. Even Adam and Eve. This is not perfection. Relationships are created when we create them. Relationships are created when we invest in them. Relationships are created when two people together build something without attack, without pointing a finger, but together. Face the challenges, face the difficulties, and build beauty, and hopefully build a Garden of Eden. But it's interesting. Adam found the best woman in the world. She seemed like the only woman in the world. She was from the good neighborhood. She was from Eden. And even that relationship takes a lot of investment to make it work out.